We're on Daf Samach Aleph Amid Beis, and we're towards the bottom of the Amud. If you count up about seven lines before the end of Samach Aleph Amid Beis, you'll see Maskif Lo Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi is going to raise a kasha on the assumption of both Rabba and Rav Chisda. Now, Rabba and Rav Chisda were analyzing, if you recall, and debating the implication of the pasuk V'chol Orel Lo Yochal Bo, and V'chol Orel was meant to exclude, or shall we say, disqualify Korban Pesach when the intention of the Kohen at the time of the Shechita was that the Zrika should be L'chol Orel, for Arelim and exclusively for Arelim. And that passes the Karban. The implication was that if it was a case of Miksas Orla, then the din would change. And here we have Machlokes, as we learned yesterday, between Rabba and Rav Chisda. What does it mean that the Torah changes the din in the case of Miktas Orla? Rabba goes Lekula and he derives a leniency, and Rav Chisda goes Lechumra and he derives a stringency. Rabba says Lekula, and he says the following, that in the case of Shechita, the Torah is going to tell you that if you add a machshava lekule arla, right, which is called vechol arel, which is kula mashma, then it passes the kar. But if at the time of the shechita you had a mixed machshava, both mulim and arelim, the karban is kosher. And now the Torah, with the word vizos, as we saw yesterday, is coming to tell you that that psul of arla, L'shem Arelim, only applies to Shechita. In Zrika, says Rabba, even if he would have a machshava of Kulei Arla, it would be kosher. The karba would be valid. Rav Chisda came to the opposite conclusion. He learned from Kulei Arla a chumra, that in Shechita, we're going to allow a case where it's not Kulei Arla, it's only Miktas Arla, and he had in mind that the Shechita should be on behalf of both Mulim and Arelim. That's a kosher carbon b'dievet. But in the case of Zrika, there the Torah would disqualify the carbon even if it was only Miksas Arla. And even if the Zrika was done on behalf of both Mulim and Arelim, meaning that at the time of the Shechita he had in mind that this Zrika and the Kaparas HaKarban should be related not only to Mulim but also to Arelim, the Karban is possible. But one thing that's clear and is undebatable, both according to Rabba and Rav Chisda, when the Torah said V'chol Arel, it means that he had in mind exclusively for Arelim. Maskif lo Rav Ashi, mimai dahai V'chol Arel, kula mashma. Now, what I believe is going on here is that the word kol could be understood in two different ways. Kol could be all, or kol could be any. Both Rabba and Rav Chisda understood that the word kol means all. And Rav Ashi is going to question that premise, and he's going to substitute a different interpretation of the word kol arel, and instead of meaning all, the entire shechita from beginning to end should be for arelim, the word kol arel means any arel. And let's read it inside. I mean, again, what I just said sounds very abstract, but I'll give it hopefully some more flesh, will flesh it out, as they say. Dilma, hai orel, mashma kol duhu orel. Any Arel is a poselis, is a machshava poselis. Not all the machshava from beginning to end was totally for Arelu. It's therefore what the Tana was talking about in this brisa, this very long, complicated brisa that we've been studying, is that an Arel, one single Arel, will passel all the Bnei HaChabura together with him. It's like Shimshon, you know, we all go down together. Why? Because there's one Arel. And that's Kol Arel, meaning any Arel. Not all of them were Arelu in the Machshavas HaShochet, but any of them was an Arel. And if one of them was an Arel, that's sufficient. It's therefore, Mashba Koldu Arla, Kosav Rachmana. Oh, now we get to Zos. Kosav Rachmana Zos, the Ad Ika Kula Arla, Lo Pasla. Loshna Bishkita, Loshna Bizrika. This is an amazing Kula. You know, we saw the leniency of Rabbah. Now Rav Ashi wants to go even further than Rabbah. Because according to Rabbah, if the Machshava was only exclusively for Arelim, then the Karbon is possible. Now Rav Ashi is raising the following possibility, that since the word Vizos is coming to be mamayit, what came before it of Kol Arel, which let's say according to Rabba means that in the case of Zrika, even if you have Machshavas Kol Arel, exclusively for Arelim, nevertheless the carbon is kosher. Why? Because the Miyud of Zos is telling you the distinction between Shechita and Zrika. Comes along Rav Ashi and he changes the whole focus. The Vizos is coming to be memayit, the kol arla of any arla, meaning the havamina was that if you had a machshava which included an arel, that's going to undermine, torpedo the entire bnei achabura. It's going to pass the carbon for everyone, because kol arel means if there's any arel in the mix in the bunch, that undermines the carbon. Comes along vizos and tells me that ad deika kula arla lo pasla. The Vizos comes to exclude what we thought was any arel, and substitute, therefore, kol arla, bein v'shchitu bein mizrika. Because again, the pasla kol arel is referring to both. So that means that according to Rav Ashi, if he had a machsheves shchita, it would only passel if it was kula arla. Which is really fascinating, because even Rabbi the big Makil said that in shchita you have a problem of a machsheves arla. Now we're saying, according to Rav Ashi, the only issue of a machsheves arel in Shechita is only being Kula Arla. In other words, he shechted on behalf of Arelim and only Arelim. The Havamina was to say that if he had Machshav of any Arel, that's enough. Now, this distinction that I mentioned before about how to interpret the word Kol, I understand from another Gemara. If you don't mind, I'm going to go off a little bit on a tangent. And this is a Gemara in Masechta Brachos. And listen carefully to the language of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Kol Omer Halel, or Gomer Halel, Bechol Yom, again the word Kol, Hareze Mecharef Umagadif. So who is this Mecharef Umagadif? I'll give you two possibilities. One is wrong and one is right. Either it means a person who recites Halel daily, every single day of the year, that's Kol, meaning all, or kol means any day, meaning any day that's not sanctified and doesn't generate a chiyuv halel. Who is called a mecharef umagadef? Is it only someone who consistently recites halel 365 days a year? Or he's a mecharef umagadef because he wakes up one Monday morning It's not Chanukah. It's not Sholosh Regolim. It's not Rosh Chodesh. And he recites Hallel. Clearly, the word kol means any. Not all, but any. And in the Pasuk Kol Arel, we have Machlokes, how to interpret the word kol, because the word kol lends itself to two interpretations. Whereas Rav and Rav Chisa understood that kol means the whole, like the 365 days, Shita. Rav Ashi says that kol means any, meaning any one of the individual members of the Chabura is an Arel. The Torah, before the word Zos, is coming to invalidate the karma. The word Zos is going to tell me that it's only invalid if it was all the individuals for which he brought this karma, he shechted the karma, he was zorik the dam. They're all arim. Now, at this point, Rav Ashi, who had presented his question, now wants to shed a new light on the machlokas between Rabba and Rav Chisda. Now, I have here in my Gemara a little bit of an introduction to the Ella Omar Rav Ashi, and I'd like to share that with you. This is largely based on Rashi and Tosfos. Many Rishonim are not happy with this. Lo Nechleku, this is Rav Ashi's new interpretation. Lo Nechleku Rabba v'Rav Chisda, Sheyesh Machsheves Arelim Bizrika. That if he has a machshava for Arelim during Zrika, that will invalidate the karma. And that's absolutely unanimously accepted by both Rav Chisda and even Rabba. Lachem, Im Hoya Menuyim Ala Pesach Arelim Umulim, that's our case. Within the Chabur, he has both Arelim and Amulim. Vishachto Lemulim, Almanashi Iskapru Vizrikoso Rak Arelim Hamnuyimbo, Posel Lidivrei Akol. So before we get to the machlokas between Rab and Rav Chisda, according to Rav Ashi, let's clear the air. In what scenario is there a unanimous opinion and the karbon is posel? We're talking about a case where the shechit, again, we have a chabur that's made up of both mulim and arelim. The shechita was done on behalf of the mulim, so far so good. But al menashe yizrku damav litzorech ha-arelim, for the purpose of what he calls yizkapru bizrikoso rak ha-arelim. Everybody agrees in that case that the carbon is possible. Again, we're assuming now that he had a machshava l'shem arelim during shechita. But he said, you know what, I'm going to do the shechita on behalf of the mulim. You know, fair and square, he's very, very democratic. So he has that liberal spirit. So he says, I can't leave out the arelim, they're also included in this chavura. So he says, let the zrika be on behalf of the arelim. So we'll give the mulim, the shechita, and will compensate the arelim and give them the zrika. In effect, he gave the better half to the arelim. Oh, so what then is the battlefield between Rabba and Rav Chisda? Shochar es haPesach al menas sheyizkapru bizrikoso arelim she'enam minuyim al haPesach. Had these arelim been part of the chabura, then even Rabba would agree that if he has in mind at the time of the shechita, for the sake of the arelim who are in the chabura, that would passel the karmon. Again, as I've said over and over again, the psul is because you're in the ballpark. You know, you are included in Pesach, at least as far as the minu is concerned. Again, you won't be able to eat for the Karban Pesach on Nevuch because you're an Arel. But you're in the Parsha because you were Menuyim. Comes along Rabba and he says, but if the Almanas, meaning the Shechit Almanas, Lizrok Domin, Shizkaper, Arelim or Einam min Aminuyim, they're already, that's already kemischak. That's already playing jokes with us. That these Arelim are not within the parsha of Korban Pesach vis-a-vis this lamb because they weren't Minuyim. Rav Chisda v'Rabba, and here we're up on the top of Samach Beis Amenal, B'hai Krok HaMiflegi, they are arguing about the concept of Shinui Bailim in a case where the Arelim are not part of the Chabura. They have no bailus on this lamb, on this karmon. And the Torah says at the beginning of Sefer Vayikra v'nir tzolo, lechaper olav. And what do we derive from that extra word, olav? That a karmon has no ritzui unless he had in mind to be mechaper olav, meaning olav means for him. Who's the him? He's the bailim of the karmon. But for lo al chavero, he has in mind that the kaparsa karmon should be for someone other than the bailim. Then the karmon is not meratza. There's no nirtzalo unless it was lechaper olav. It was for the sake of the bala karmon. Velo al chavero. He was zorek the dam for someone else who's not the bailim in the karmon. The Torah is passeling that karma. Now let's get back to our case. He shechs the Korban Pesach, and he has in mind that the Zrikas Adam should be for those who are not Moni Ala Pesach. They're not included in the Chabura. Is this not an example of Shinui Bailim? And here's the Machlokas between Rava and Rav Chisda. What's the case of Lizrok, L'shem Arelim that are not Menuyim on the Karm? Rava Sovar Chavero Dumya Dide. When the Torah says V'nirtzolo L'chaper Olav L'ol Chavero, it's got to be Chavero Dumya Di Olav. Which means that there's a Hekesh between Chavero and the Bala Karm. What is the striking similarity between the Chavero and the Bala Korban? Mahu debar kapora, af Chavero debar kapora. Again, it's that same thesis over and over again that we've been discussing in Kodshi. If he has in mind that the kapora should be on behalf of Elsie the cow, that's not Shinui Bailim. Elsie the cow is not Dumya de Chavero. You're creating a whole new set of rules and regulations in which a para needs kapara, needs a karma. It's got to be another person who's not the bailim of this karmon, but needs kapara. He could bring a karmon on his own behalf and achieve kapara. Lafuki hai orel, de lav bar kapara. He's an orel. An orel is not included in the kapara of the Korban Pesach. And therefore, that's not called the psul of Shinui Bailim. Shinui Bailim means that we have a gavra who could theoretically have kapara's karmon. He could bring his own shlamim. He's not the bailim on this shlamim. That's called Shinui Bailim. But in the case of a Korban Pesach, Rabbah argues that an Orel is not Shinui Bailim. It's not a question of was he part of the Karmon? Did he participate, register in the Karmon? Was he Manui? Forget about all that. He is excluded from the Karmon because the Kapara of Karmon Pesach does not apply to an Orel. The Orel is Mufka as a Gavra from the Karmon itself. Hence, he's not called Dumya de Chavero. There's no Shinui Bailim. Shinui Bailim means that instead of having in mind Ruvain, whose Karmon I'm being Shochet or being Zorik and Stam, I have in mind Shimon, who is next on line. He's bringing his Karmon, but this is not his. That's called the Shinui Bailim. It's Dafka because Shimon is in the parsha of the Karmon, and he could have the Kaparas HaKarmon. That's called Shinui Bailim, that's Dumya de Chavero. But in the case of Arelim, vis-a-vis Korban Pesach, where the Torah excluded the Arel, he's not allowed to participate in the Karbon. This Karbon Pesach is not for an Arel. You know, other Karbon is still, if he can't eat the Karbon, he'll send the Shliach and so forth. But not in Karbon Pesach. If you can't eat the Karbon, you're excluded from the Karbon Pesach. And an Arel, lo yochal bo. Now, we can get very excited about Rabba. But what are we going to do with Rav Chisda? And the answer is, my friends, that an Orel is not a Psul Gavra. As a Gavra, his status does not exclude him from the Karban Pesach. He's got a problem. He has not yet implemented his Mila. But theoretically, he could have implemented his Mila, if not for the fact that Mesu Echav Machmas HaMila, and therefore he is enjoined from doing the Mila, he could do the Mila. That's not someone who is a Lav Bar Kapora. Rav Chisda Sovar Hai Orel Nami came on to Bar Chiyuvahu. The Torah never excluded him from the Chiyuv of Korban Pesach. Again, he is included in the Chiyuv of Korban Pesach. L'maisa, he cannot bring the Korban Pesach because he's an Orel. He's a Bar Kapora vis-a-vis the Korban Pesach. And here we have to underline the next word in the Gemara. You may have it, as I do, in brackets. Sometimes brackets are misleading, because that one word in brackets holds in it the key to the entire sugya of Rav Chisda. Hoil. Hoil di boy misake nafshe. Now again, if I translate this Gemara literally, I have a serious problem. The literal translation is, since if he wanted to, he could rectify his situation, he could fix himself up, and he could implement the Mila and then bring the Korban Pesach. That's not exactly true, because in a case of Mesu Echav Machmas HaMila, no way, no how will we allow him to undergo Mila. But in any event, Hoil, in theory, Iboy Misake Nafsh. How far will we go with Hoil? I mean, let's say, for example, a guy, a non-Jew, is excluded from Shlichus. He cannot be a Shliach for a get or a Kiddushin. So why not say Hoil? Maybe he'll undergo conversion. So therefore, he's a bar gerushin. He's not excluded from the parsha of gerushin. Now, in shlichus, the Torah says in the parsha of truma, atem, gam atem, and the Torah says, ma atem b'nei bris, af shluchachem b'nei bris. So a guy cannot be a shliach. According to Rav Chisda's logic, maybe a guy is not mufka from shlichus, in the case of gerushin, kedushin, etc., because he could be misgayer. But then we're going to have to say Panim Chadoshes Bo Lekan Kikotan Shenolad Dami. As a guy, he is not included in Gittin and Kedusha. Fartik. He could become a Jew, but that's a different personality. That's a different Gavra. This Gavra is completely excluded. But in the case of Orel, says Rav Chisda, since somewhere in the theoretical realms, the conceptual possibility exists that he could be misakin himself. And let's say, for example, Rabosa, again, don't quote me on this, but this RL did a no-no. He was so excited about the possibility of Mila, or alternatively, the possibility of eating from the Korban Pesach, that clandestinely, he found himself a Moel without telling him that he had two brothers that died from Mila. So give me Pach. Are you going to tell me the Mila is not valid? Are you going to tell me that he's still an Orel? He had a very frum Moel to implement his Mila. Again, he misled the Moel. Had the Moel known that he was Mesu Echav Machmas HaMila, this would be a Maisa Ritzicha, so to speak. But whatever it is, he got away with it. and he ends up to be a mo. So you're going to tell me he can't eat from the Korban Pesach? Chas v'shalom. For sure he can eat from the Korban Pesach. He's not an Orel. Says Rav Chisda. In the theoretical world, up there in the stars, there is a possibility that he could be Mesakin es Nafshei, and therefore he's no longer an Orel. Therefore, the psul of an Orel is just what we call an external ikuv. It prevents him from implementing the Korban Pesach while he's an Orel. But that's just a temporary external psul. It's not a permanent internal psul which transforms the status of the Gavra into someone who's a Lav Bar Kapor. He's not a Lav Bar Kapor. Pardon the double negative. He's a Bar Kapor in the positive because of the principle of Hohen. I have here a note in the name of Reb Chaim. He says the following. Reb Chaim says that im zorak l'shem cholev izakim she'enon menuyim l'divrei hakol ein bohem psul shel shinui bayil. Even Rav Chisda, who includes Orel in the psul of Shinui Bailim because of Hoil, would agree that in the case of Chol of Izzakim, the carbon is kosher. It's not a psul of Shinui Bailim. Now, what is the difference between an Orel and a Chol of Izzakim? Says Rav Chaim, Mikavon she'enam yicholim lechol kizayis. Since the chol and the zokin cannot eat a kizayis of the korban pesach, therefore einhem b'nei kapora b'pesach. V'lo shayach bohem svaras hoil. Rav Chaim says that hoil could work wonderfully, according to Rav Chisda, for an orel, but not for a chol of his zokin. Why? Hoil sheyicholim l'sakein atzmon. The Uro Shekein Muchach Lefima Shapir Shabidas Aram Shemishen Roy Lechol Bepesach Ein Menuy of Chal Im Kain Li Olam Bechol Shaloli Ochlov Yeshbo Psul Shal Shini Bailam Yachashem Vur Besug Yosein Shein Machshavas Ochlov Bezriko Tahainu Shashokit Lishem Cholov Izokin Koshe Im Kain Muchach Shacholov Izokin Ein Bohem Psul Shini Bailam. Reb Chaim has a very sophisticated proof from a Rambam that Shinui, in the case where he has in mind L'shem Cholav Izokin, that's not called Shinui Bailim because they're not considered B'nai Kapar. I would make the following comment. Maybe Reb Chaim makes sense if it's an irreversible process, like Zikna. Even then I'm not 100% sure. But in the case of Chola, we're going to have to assume that there's some sort of machla here that cannot be subject to therapy, and therefore it's irreversible. I don't know. Now, if he had a machshava to be zorek l'shem arelim, if these arelim are menuyim, then the carbon is definitely possible. Even Rabbah, who says, I'm sorry, even Rav Chisda, just one second, I got confused. I'm sorry, even Rabbah, I got it right the first time, who says that a machshava l'shem arelim is not a psul of Shinui Bailim because the Arelim are Lav Bar Kapora. That very Rabbah would agree that if the Arelim were Menuyim, there would be no psul. So if he was shochet lizrok liarelim menuyim, in other words, Rava says that what? That arelim is not a shini bailim. Why? Because he's a la bar kapara. But in the case, and the korban therefore is kosher. What about a case where the arelim are menuyim? Right, we're talking about a case where the arelim are not menuyim. He says, Hachoshev lizrok liarelim menuyim is even Rab agrees that the korban is possible. That doesn't make any sense. He's building this on Rashi. We'll have to see it tomorrow, but based on this Rashi, he concludes that if the arelim are menuyim, then even Rabba will passel the Korban Pesach. He's a lot bar kapara. It's not shini bailim. Okay, then. So that's what we're gonna mirza shem vitamo tosis. Let me just read the rest of the note. He says, She'afima barelim she'eno menuyim ein psul shel shinui bailim. You can't say that there's a psul of shinui bailim here because the arelim are menuyim. Mikol makom leheichon nelam apsul shel arelim. What does he mean here? Leheichon nelam apsul shel arelim. Shalachorik kishem she'orla poseles b'minuyim is kach yesh lo lifsol af bi enam minuyim. In other words, if Rabba, according to Rashi, admits to the psul of arelim in the case of minuyim, then why shouldn't it apply in enam minuyim? Now, the din of Shini Bailim and Shalolim Nuyav are two different psulim. That's a Tosis back on Samach Aleph. We didn't really get into that issue. It pays to get into. He says, Imkein afsha orel she'eno monui eno posumi din Shini Bailim. And that's the psul, that's a general psul that's derived from Lechaper Olav. Mishum she'eno ba kapor kamos. So mikol makom, Yifsol midin shalolim nuyav. Why shouldn't Rabba agree that there's a psul in Korban Pesach? It's not the general psul of Shini Bailim, but there's a shalolim nuyav psul in the case of Korban Pesach, which is derived from the pasuk Tachosu al Aseh. And therefore, just like in the case of an orel who's manui, if there's a psul, then eno manui should be posul. And if you'll tell me he's not posul b'toras shini bailam because he's a labar kapar kamoso, but nevertheless it should be posul midin shalolim nuyav. What happened to the psul of shalolim nuyav according to Rashi? Where did it disappear? In the case where the orel is not monui. Again, this is the question on Rashi. Let's summarize it. How can you tell me that chashav lizrok l'shem arelim she'enam menuyim, Rabba would agree that the korban is kosher? Where did the psul of shalolim nuyav disappear? Even if you'll tell me that an orel is a lav bar kapara, so that would be meaningful for the psul of Shinui Bailim, but for the psul of Shalolim Nuyav, if the oral is not monui, then clearly the carbon should be posel. So here we have a tzlach, and he says, Mikeman she Mikasuv Echad Lamanu Shtei Dinim, and that's the pasuk of Mikhsas Nefashos Ish Lefi Achlo Tachusu. From Mikhsas Nefashos, we derive the psul of Shalolim Nuyov, and from Ish Lefi Achlo Lamanu Psul Shaloli Achlo. Lefichok Yesh Lefarish Shepsul Shaloli Achlov Hugak B'mishem Monui Ala Pesach Shalo Hikpid HaKosev Al Lefi Achlo Ela Al Mishahu Bechlal Tachusu Dainushu Monui V'chein HaPsul Shel Shalolim Nuyov Hugak B'mishem Yochol Lecho Avolim Shachar Avor Cholev V'zokin She'enu Menuyim Ala Pesach Lo Pasal Shemashi Hikpid HaKosu B'michsas She'elim Nuyov Hainu Rak B'mi Shehu Lefi Ochlo L'fichach Ha'orel She'enu Monui Ein Bo Lo Psul Shal Orlus V'lo Psul Shel Shalolim Nuyov. So Blineder will try to work on this Tzlach tomorrow, and that is where we got up to over here on Daf Samach Beis on the top of Amud Aleph.